like WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. It is a positively spring. Spring is sprung. I've got my Raskin Global shirt on. Yeah, Leonard gave me a new shirt at the racetrack or at the racetrack. I'm already ahead
there
of myself.
You go.
At the golf course a couple of weeks ago at the Mount Washington Pediatric Hospital. And you know, this one is a little more wrinkle-free. The new shirt you gave me, that's like, it's a little nice. I mean, you spent more money on it. It needs to be ironed. So, you know, and my wife's not here, and I'm not ironing. So I'm going with the old shirt. You don't mind,
there
right?
You go. Not a bit. It's got the right logo on it. That's all that matters.
Well, I got a Costas logo underneath of it, too. I got my Costas shirt under here.
What are you gonna
I've been
do?
Running around. I've been eating crabs. I had crabs over the week. I haven't had a crab cake yet because I'm going to do that this week with Fadley's and with Costas. We're kicking the tour off. So I'm getting ready. I'm, you know, icing down everything because you're a Pappas guy. That's cool. Everybody's got a place. That's good. You know, it's Baltimore. We're all in it
together.
It's
all about.
You'll come have a crab cake with me at Costas. And a
no Fadley's question. No. Hey, look, I'll eat a good crab cake anywhere.
Hey, you know, we have that in common. We have that in the bloodstream here in Baltimore.
That's right.
The race this week, I remember talking to you a couple weeks ago, and you said you've never been to the Preakness.
Right.
Give me –
Been to the Black-Eyed Susan. Been to the Susan.
You're investing people's money at Raskin Global, right? So you're hoping to invest in companies where the consumer confidence is there, where the CEO isn't peeing dirty, or where they don't have, you know, some –
bad excuses,
scam going on or whatever,
bad
right?
Excuses so, for bad events. You, know, okay. you think back in the day. Here's a story for you. Think back in the day. Remember, this is taking us back to when we were young kids, the Tylenol stuff. There was that big scare about the Tylenol was poisoned. Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
A guy poisoned a couple bottles. That's what got us all the foil lids and
the
wrapping of drug medicine, everything, because they took every bottle off the shelf. They went in public and they said, "We're sorry. We don't know what happened. We're going to fix this." They went to Crisis Communications 101. They handled it beautifully. They didn't blame anybody. They just said, "We're going to deal with it." I don't know what's going on here. I don't know if we rubbed the horse with the wrong Bengay, or if we put the wrong stuff on his legs. I don't know. It's all a little freaky to me.
Leonard, you're a baseball guy. I'm a baseball guy, right? So back in the 90s, this is my 30th anniversary, hence 30 crab cakes
there
in 30
go.
Days in August, right? So
yep.
I go back a long way with this, right? So I remember back in the 90s, 98, 99, after Androstene Dione, I was nationally syndicated. So I took calls from everywhere. This isn't a Baltimore thing or an Oriole thing. I was on in 50 states, red, blue, black, white, east, west, baseball, football, the whole deal. No one in the beginning, they would say, "Well, sure, Brady Anderson gained 30 pounds, but, you know, he was drinking milkshakes and, you know, he was carb loading, eating a lot of pasta or whatever, right?"
50 home runs in a career.
But fans had a very hard time.
Yeah.
Trying to say, all right, he sticks a needle in himself and that helps him hit home runs. Like finding the benefit of it, you know, like
because
every guy who was steroided, you know, Jose Canseco would sit there and Mark McGwire as they pointed fingers and vilified Tom Boswell and Tom Verducci for writing the truth, by the way.
Yep.
They would sit there and say, "You see these muscles? That doesn't mean I can hit a baseball. Hulk Hogan can't hit a baseball." No, it means if you have that, you hit it further if you have the ability to hit it. And it didn't give them the ability to hit the baseball, but it was this stupid argument that I would have with sports fans would say, "Wayne Nasty, he didn't hit that with it." It's 71 home runs. It's not normal. There's nothing normal about it. And I think over time, for all of us with baseball, we saw guys' foreheads explode. We saw the home runs. Chick dig the long ball. And then we find out 6, 7, 8 years later, Mitchell Report, they were all sticking themselves with needles. They all had drug dealers, all of that. And I guess if you bet on baseball back then, whatever, you know, shame on you, but it wasn't set
That's
up
right.
to bet on. Horse racing, the whole thing is set
it's
up as an
bet.
Inducement. To make money, wager, make it an investment, as you would say, right? Different game all the way around, but even less understood by you or me or anyone about I don't understand any more about this than I do about how my wife is alive with DNA from another human. Like, I don't really understand it. So I can't judge it in that way. But that's probably their real problem, is like consumer confidence as to what this drug is or what Bengay, like what you said. Like, if I don't understand that, how do I bet on it? How do I put my money on it?
Well, if they're letting them run, you got to pick the horse, you know, the horse you love. Some people, the novice, not the professionals, right? But the novice better, they're looking at the color of the silks. They like the jockey's name. They're not going to bet against Baffert. I like a gray horse. You like a black horse. We like a brown horse.
I'm a chestnut, just so you know.
I love a jet black thoroughbred running down the track. There's nothing finer. So, you know, this winner is, I think he's a black horse, you know. That's how I picked him in the Derby. I said, that's the winner right there.
So you picked the color of the horse, not the color of the silk or the.
I'm all about the black. The black horse is my go-to first. If they're, you know, 200-1, I'm probably laying away, but I'm not betting. I'm just, you know, I'm throwing fake chips on the table. I'm not a gambling guy. I work too hard for my money to lose.
I went to
it
casino
so
night with you with the fake money down at
the fake money. I'm all about it. I'm all about the fake money. I'll bet it all. I'll bet thousands of fake money, but I don't bet more than $5 or $10 on the real money. So, you know, I'll put $2 down and
hope
to win.
But the whole business is built on confidence, right? And I guess that
absolutely
plays into what you do for a living.
Absolutely.
That businesses are trying to instill confidence for investment, right? That it's an evil root that eats at the foundation of the integrity of it.
Yeah. Well, you look at Enron. Enron was a phenomenal company, huge company. And right days before they went bust, their CEO and CFO, they were out touting how great the company was, how good the stock was. There were no problems, and they knew they were rotten. They knew to their core that they were cheating, stealing, lying. You know, that was going on. So in some places, that's the case. In a lot of cases, the CEO may not know. I mean, there's a lot of going on in a corporation, and they just may not know what's going on. But you would hope that of all the people, the CEO would know more about the company than anybody else, and they would have that information to say, you know, something's going on here. And in this case, is it the owner when it comes to a horse? Is it the trainer? Is it the jockey? I would guess it's the trainer. I don't know what the owner knows or doesn't know, but certainly the stewards found out. And it's kind of weird to me. You know, it's like, wasn't last year's Derby the one that they disqualified the horse? Or
yes.
Was that 2 years? That was last year, right? But that happened. I mean,
well,
it seemed like
two years ago, and then they ran the race off last year. I want to be accurate.
Yeah, it seemed like forever, but it was 20 minutes, and then they disqualified the horse. I'm thinking, you know, I heard just the other day when this all started to break, I heard this, they might disqualify the winner of the Derby. I'm thinking, if I had a ticket for the second place horse that was, I think, like 1,000-1 or something. I might want to cash that ticket. I might be really unhappy if I had that ticket and they take this win away. What happens? I know when I go to the track, they don't ask me for ID to bet the bet. So they don't know that I have the winning ticket. That ticket's worthless. I threw it on the ground after the race. That's mind-boggling to me. I don't know what they do there.
Well, this is one of the things I talked to Dennis and Luke about this week, was just like, once you bang on the trash cans and you win the World Series, it'll come and take it away. Once you cheat and you're Bill Belichick, you got monkeys and you're taking air out of football so you don't fumble it at home. And, you know, once all that's done, they don't come and you know, what are they going to do? They're going to take the national championship back from USC because Reggie Bush was on the take or whatever. And I'm like,
yeah, right. Come on.
I don't even, we're going to take the parade away too. I mean, that's the hardest part in all of this, is that in the real world, you steal some money, you go live on a boat for a while, the feds knock on your door, you go to prison, or you live under the thought that maybe you will one day, right?
But when you
break the rules and the horse pisses dirty and you're already back in Santa Anita, and, you know, I mean, this is a real problem for them.
And now the
in the
horse
same
is
way
Baltimore.
That I believe banging trash cans was a problem for the Astros, and in the same way, and I don't want to be the old guy on the porch guy about gambling with sports and football.
Right.
There's too many people involved clearly too many people were touching that horse, or not enough people were touching that horse, right?
Yeah.
But there's too many people involved in college sports, in low-level sports, where gambling for a baseball pitcher who's making no money to throw a game to get $500,000 that night, or whatever that would be for umpires. They're really walking the line. I saw it with baseball in the beginning as to where the integrity is when you had a whole baseball team in on banging trash cans so they could cheat.
Look,
they got caught a year and a half later by some kid on the internet. Some kid on the internet caught them, literally.
Pete Rose can't be in the Hall of Fame, but now we have the official casino of MLB. I mean, you know, it's kind of stunning. I'm watching pregame. You know, I'm a baseball fan, so I'm sitting around and I'm having a little dinner, watching a little O's pregame, and they're talking. We talked about this before. They're talking +115, the over and under on the whatever. Does Mancini get a hit? Does he drive in a run? I'm like, I don't understand any of that stuff. I just want to watch baseball.
I'm just I want to see a guy
lay down
the analytics together.
I don't even know that. I want to see a guy lay down a bunt with a man on second, get him to third, score a run without 10 guys striking out before they score. That's all I want to see is some baseball.
You've watched baseball lately, obviously, Leonard Rasmussen.
Oh, man, they are striking out. They are striking out like the fat kid at the prom, buddy.
Somebody on my timeline went to a minor league game the other night, maybe Rob Nyer or somebody, and said there were 27 strikeouts in the game, and it was just like a normal game. And it's like, I don't remember going to a minor league game with 27 strikeouts because the pitchers weren't that good and the players were trying to make the major league, so they didn't want to strike out. So, but now it's just, you know.
Terrible.
Leonard Raskin is here, Raskin Global. We're going to have a Ravens schedule. We've got Ravens players. We're going to have a horse race. We've got baseball. Give me the economic vibe for you as we get now up on Memorial Day, beaches. I've got two shots in me now. I'm feeling pretty good. I'm out talking to businesses about this Crab Cake Tour and Baltimore Positive. We were out on a golf course with you. Feels about a month ago now. We're a little more tight, right? I feel like this thing's really loosening up, and whether it's jobs, money, building, whatever, if we can avoid war, tragedy, whatever's going on over in Israel right now, like, you know, gas prices, like all of this happening, we're into a space right now where it feels like good things are happening for a lot of people I know, at least. In maybe not even just financially, but just spiritually, I think we've all been in a dark place and we're coming into a better place.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think people are looking forward to whatever this normal is. Some people hate the word new normal. Some people want to go back to the old normal. But the fact is, something's happening. People are getting anxious. They're ready to get out. Let's face it. It's been over a year, man. It was 2 weeks to stop the spread, to slow the curve. And it's now been, 14, 15 months we're going on. And I think people want to get out. They want to spend money. Other than home improvements and real estate, people are ready to go on vacation. I had a couple people I've spoken to. They're planning trips to Disney. They're getting ready to go to Puerto Rico. They're jetting off to California. People are ready to do things. They're ready to take 2-3 stimulus checks, spend a little cash, get out of their house, go out into the world. I think some people don't even realize that, you know, people are hanging out at the mall. People are out at the stores. People are doing things. And when that breaks open, people are going to start spending. The economy is going to just boom off. And now what we got to do is get people back to work.
Well, you know, you're there creating the American dream for folks. Raskin Global, RaskinGlobal.com. That's what Leonard does. He's here locally. And, you know, obviously for people getting into summer and spending money and saving money, if you've invested, you probably have more money now than you did a year ago, right? Like literally.
Oh, there's no doubt.
If it's been quiet and you have done anything in the market, you can say, well, I didn't spend any money the last year because there was nothing to buy. And I look up and whatever you had, the nest egg, because of the economy, it's been better.
If you invested that money just in the S&P 500 in the last 12 months, you're up almost 70%. If you invested it in small company stocks, you're up over 100%. Think about it. You took that stimulus check, you put it in the market into an S&P 500 fund, didn't think about Bitcoin, didn't think about Facebook, aren't choosing picking stocks, gambling with your money, just put it in an index fund, double your money. You know, you take that $1,000, $1,200, it's $2,400. You didn't go anywhere. You didn't spend any money. Yeah, price of gas is going up a little bit right now. We'll see what happens. Hopefully things quiet down both in Israel and on this pipeline mess. But yeah, people are ready to spend that money. And if you've put it away and stayed disciplined to your plan, had a good plan, invested well, rebalanced, didn't get out of the market last year, but stayed in, you've done very, very well for your future.
How are you going to handle all this caps drama here coming up? Give me a little, you're a caps guy, big time.
Yeah, absolutely. Stanley Cup playoffs start this weekend. As a matter of fact, I think the Caps Bruins jet shoot off right after the Preakness. So we get a little horses, then we get a little hockey.
That's double Caps, Eddie Olczyk for me.
There you go. I think he just signed a deal with TNT, actually, I believe. The TNT took over NBC spot going forward for the NHL, and I think I saw he signed a nice deal to go for TNT to do some hockey.
I think my dude Kenny Albert's calling the finals, too.
I would imagine so. He's pretty preeminent now that Mike Emmerich has retired. Kenny's pretty high up on the list. He does a good game.
I threw a note over on Facebook, my originator, Kenny Albert. Come to talk about 30 years, my 30th anniversary, and all these crab cakes and stuff we're doing. The crab cake thing has been – I got crab cake stimulus going on right now. People really – I think I've hit a real nerve with this crab cake thing that everybody's shouting at me, and now I'm doing this tour and going around the state. Is there anywhere in the state that you haven't been that's on your bucket, something you still want to do? Like, I hadn't really thought about going to Smith Island and getting a Smith Island cake, but then I saw the MPT thing on it and I'm like, that's gonna be a hell of a day for me. I can't believe I've never done it. The thing I wanted to that's been on my bucket list is to take that train out of Cumberland to Frostburg. Like, we saw that years ago, and that's like the little weird thing we wanted, but I'm amassing like a whole bucket list of things with fly fishing.
Do you have the map? Do you have the map all set out for how you're going to do? Are you going to do the state like congressional districts and just kind of gerrymander your way through?
No. We're not going HR1 on that. I am having Sarbanes on a Friday with a crab cake at FA's, but we're not going. No, here's what I'm doing. I'm starting in Ocean City on the 1st of August. The Marlin Open, White Marlin Open is that week. I didn't know that. It's coincidental.
Good time to be there.
Yeah. So I'm going to try to go out on one of those boats. I want to go out for a day on a crab boat. I want to see what happens on a chicken farm and different farm. Like, I want to do different things. Then I want to go out to Western Maryland. I want to glamp. I want to fly fish. I want a regular fish like a deep creek. I want to see Antietam. And my dear friend, Randy Thompson, who has Big Cork Vineyards, we're going to try to put something together there at the end of August. For like a Super Bowl, like you know, the end of the month type of thing.
Sure, sure.
Excellent. I've never been to Cumberland. I've never been to Rocky Gap Park. I've never been to Tillman Island. I've never been to Oxford. I've never been to St. Mary's. I've never been to Chestertown. I've never been to Calvert Cliffs, like where the nuclear reactor is.
Yeah, Hollywood down in southern Maryland. Going down to Hollywood, you could go there. So my in-laws used to live down in Calvert County. My father-in-law, when he retired from work, he was the assistant superintendent in Calvert County Schools. So I spent a day or three down there. We went out to some great restaurants and did some cool things down there.
You had a real crab cake there, right?
Yeah, I got some friends that have places down in Hollywood, Florida. I've been down to La Plata, you know, some good southern. And if you come up from the south and go through the tunnel from Virginia to Maryland, you can pick up some cool places down on the shore. Absolutely there.
Well, you know,
there's
I did that
lots
last
of
year
places
for the,
in between.
For the first time in my life last year.
Yeah.
When we went to Nag's Head, we went down 301. So right. We went through La Plata and Waldorf and did all that. And then I went through this whole area in Virginia on the back roads. Ted Marchabrota lived there before he passed. And I wanted to pay respect to him and go near where he lived and died.
Yeah, sure.
So I looked his town up. And because I love Ted. Ted was so good to me. And then
that wasn't
on the
Billick
way back,
down there for a while?
What's that?
Wasn't Billick down there for a while?
No, Billick's on the Eastern Shore, Maryland.
Eastern Shore.
No,
okay.
Billick was over on the Y River for the last 15 years. Yeah. No
another,
longer
another
there.
Good
out
crab
in Ohio
spice,
now with your kid.
A nice crab spice Y River.
Well, Billick took me to a place in St. Michael's on his boat, the Crab Claw, crab pot, crab claw, outdoor. I mean, I did that probably
beautiful. 15,
Coach was still he was still the coach of the team then. So
great places, man.
So you know, in doing all of these like travels and travails and doing different stuff, I'm gonna like pick up people. We're gonna be doing conversation. We're gonna be doing Baltimore Positive content. We're gonna be doing pictures. So you know, crab cakes and doing it. But I came back from Nag's Head through the tunnel bridge that my wife didn't even know it existed. Right, I said it's a tunnel bridge. She's like,
what?
You're making that up. I'm like, no. You can Google it. It's real. And it's like $20. I mean, it's a lot of money to cross. But the Virginia side, like below Chicatink, that whole road up, it was amazing, Leonard. There was the train track that was built 200 years ago is still there. And it, you know, it runs straight up that whole little strip. I think it's like 13 or whatever it's called there. And I had done that for the first time in my life. And I'm like, this is really cool. It's like a lot of oyster towns and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, I could come over here and hang out.
Well, there's, you know, this state, it's like mini America, man. You got the mountains, you got the water, you got the beach, you got everything here in what, 5-6 hours from point to point. You can see it all.
Well,
do some white water rafting.
327 miles.
There you go.
From Ocean City to west of Oakland, whatever that town is. Is it?
Yeah, accident? it's called West Virginia, I believe.
No, it's it's called Morgantown.
right.
Leonard Raskin is here.
Drove through there to take the boy to Columbus, you know.
At some point, you know, maybe you can meet me out at Wisp because you're driving him the last week of August out that way or something.
That's
I don't know.
Going out
Leonard Raskin
14th.
Is here, Raskin Global. I'm wearing the shirt. We're having some fun. He's getting ready for hockey, baseball, football, the Vegas trip, all of that. I hope we have a good weekend here with Preakness. I mean, it's good for the city when it goes well. Someone pointed out that with all this anarchy and problems that like it will spike ratings, more people will be focused on Baltimore than if Bob Baffert's horse didn't be dirty.
And you know, I think the other thing that's kind of cool is this will be the last, I think this is going to be the last Preakness at Old Hilltop, right? They're tearing it down right after the race. Well, no, they're tearing it down and rebuilding the whole thing right after the race. They start
all of that. I had Bill Cole on this week. I'll believe it when I see it. I had Mike Gaffigan on a little while ago, and I keep saying to him, if you would have told me in 1996 that they'd still be doing this the same way in 2021 without putting a nickel into the toilets, I would say we've been on borrowed time with this thing for so long.
Yeah, but they're going to rip it up, and it's 2022 is going to be a new track, and 2024 is going to be a whole new thing, whatever that thing is.
I can't wait to be a part of it and be there with you sipping on a Black Eyed Susan and eating a proper fat jumbo lump crab cake. Leonard,
I
appreciate you, man.
It.
We'll see you next week. And I'll be checking in and we'll be talking some hockey, I'm sure, before it's all over with. All right.
Absolutely. Caps Bruins. We're ready to roll.
You know, just keep the season alive. That's it, man. That's hockey, man. Just keep it
keep
going.
Playing.
I'm going to get Trotsky. I'm going to find him too.
Leonard
Raskin can be found at Raskin Global, RaskinGlobal.com, making the American dream happen for you. And also on the front of BaltimorePositive.com with our whole repository. I am Nestor. We are WNST.net, AM 1570, having another wise conversation. We call them intelligent conversations here at WNST.